Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Living God's Way Sunday edition. I'm your host, Carlton McPeak, and today we're going to be looking at God Makes Known the Mystery, based upon Ephesians chapter 1, verses 8 through 10. Paul continues his praise to God for the things he has done for the universal church. Paul now turns his attention to God making known the mystery, based upon Ephesians chapter 1, verses 8 through 10. In this context, Paul's definition of mystery is the plan God developed before the foundation of the world. This plan was given in segments to different prophets throughout history. However, before Paul wrote to the Ephesians, he said God has now made known to us the mystery of his will. Today we can read about this mystery because Paul and others wrote it down and it has been preserved throughout history. Paul states later he received this mystery and has written it down in brief. When people read Paul's letters, then they can understand Paul's insight into the mystery of Christ. He goes on to say that this mystery, in other generations, was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets in the Spirit. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 3 through 5. God truly should be praised for revealing this plan, having faithful men write it down, and it being preserved in history for all of mankind who today can read this mystery with understanding. Without this revelation, no human being would know about God's great plan and the opportunity it presents for every person to have their sins forgiven and go to heaven when they die. Paul tells us that in making known this mystery, God did it according to his kind intention, which he purposed in him, that is Christ. This is just another example of God's grace, which he has bestowed upon all of mankind. Giving the purpose for making known this mystery, Paul says God did it with a view of an administration suitable to the fullness of the time, that is, the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heaven and things on the earth. God used Jesus to bring this prehistoric plan to its conclusion. One might say, Jesus was God's culminating action in bringing into existence the church. All of the things God has predetermined to be done to bring the church into existence are from his gracious and kind heart. They are all important, but it could be said that without God making known this mystery, mankind would not have known about any of these things. Paul would not have known about the crucifixion, nor the purpose for Jesus dying. Therefore, it is imperative that Christians join Paul in praising God for this action with their lips. However, it is more important that Christians show their thankfulness to God for making known the mystery by daily living God's way. I want to thank you for listening to our program and hope you have a great day living God's way.